Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, I really like the eating we did yesterday. Quitters never win and winners never quit, which can serve as my lifelong motto.
Yeah, well, actually, I think it's my new motto, too. We don't want to quit.
Right, so we have so many examples like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, right?
Yes, so hopefully one day you and I will have money like they do.
Right.那么刚才呢我们复习了一下昨天讲到了 idiom Quitters never win and winners never quit 它翻译成中文是放弃者永远不会成功成功者永远不言放弃它可以作为我们一个一生的 motto M-O-T-T-O 是我们的一个人生的座右铭 Alright, so that's the review for the idiom we did yesterday And
yes.
What about today's idiom, Sam?
Today's idiom is Rack your brainSo we're finished with Q idioms,、
mm-hmm.
didn't last very long,
right?
Not too many,、
mm-hmm.
and now we're on to R. So our first R idiom again is rack your brain. Rack is R-A-C-K, rack your brain.
那么今天的 idiom 呢提到了一个非常好的词叫 rack your brain. 那么我们的大脑用什么的动作什么样的一个方式叫 rack your brain? So what action is rack?
Well, I know in the game of pool or billiards, when you put all the balls in that triangle, that's called racking the balls. And you kind of got to like organize them, like shake them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if we rack our brain, we're kind of like putting some balls into play, shaking it up
a
little
bit.
But I still have no idea what that would mean.
Right. 那么这个动词 rack, 它呢可以指在我们打台球或者说斯诺克的时候呢在比赛之前我们需要把球呢放到一个三脚架里面把这个球呢摆好。那么这个动作呢可以我们今天学到的一个动词 rack。但是我们今天跟的这个名词呢不是说 balls, 不是球而是我们的大脑把我们的大脑给它放好。So what's that means? It sounds very strange.
It does.
Now let's put in a conversation to show how we use rack your brain.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Let's start.
Hey, Peter, you know, I think my brain has a real problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Samson looks okay in good shape.
Yeah, but you know, my memory is just in horrible shape.
So could you give me an example? Let me find out.
Well, the reason why I'm mentioning this to you, because I bumped into a guy I knew from college.
Right.
But, you know, when I first met him, I had no clue who he was. Just, I kind of, you know, knew a little bit like, well, I know I've seen this guy somewhere.
Right.
And the guy was saying, Sam, don't you remember me? Sam, come on.He's a world college buddies. Okay, yeah, yeah. And meanwhile, I'm racking my brain like, okay, what is this guy's name? What? His college buddies? Like, how? Wow, when in college did I know this guy?
Well, it's a temporary loss of memory.
Yeah, well, whatever it was really embarrassing.
Is this a persistent symptom?
Well, my memory has been getting worse. So maybe I'm just staring at a computer too long
all
day. I'm not, like, having enough thought process going on. I don't know, go to the doctor?
Well, I don't think you need to go to the doctor. Right now, just work out and do some physical exercise will help a lot.
Physical exercise and maybe some mental exercise, like some brain puzzle.
Do some crossword puzzle may help, I think.
Yeah, well, I better get started right away because I don't want to lose my memory.
All right. 那么刚才的对话呢，我们提到了 rack your brain， 它的场景是什么呢？上面跟我讲到 ，Peter， 我最近呢忧心忡忡的，原因呢，他觉得他现在记忆力呢特别的差。有一天，他在街上遇到了一个人，那个人呢冲 Sam 喊道说：“哎 ，Sam， 我们原来是大学同学。”Sam 看了他之后呢，发现说好像是原来见过，但是的的确确想不起来他叫什么名字了。那么 Sam 用到了 rack his brain， 绞尽脑汁去想一件事情，但是呢没有想到。所以今天我们讲到的 idiom 表示一个人努力的。尽力的去想一个事情但是后来呢 Sam 又跟我讲到说他是不是应该去看医生看看自己的脑子是不是出现问题了我跟 Sam 说跟你的脑子没有问题只是现在呢你可能工作太忙了整天看电脑最好的方式呢就到户外做一些体育运动我觉得这个方式呢能很好的解决你的记忆力缺失的这个问题那么今天的关键词 rack your brain 翻译成中文是绞尽脑汁或者一个人努力的去想一件事情 So could you give me another example using rack your brain?
Okay, well the second story is kind of funny.
Yep.
Well, let's say one day I come in to you saying, Peter, my girlfriend Mary broke up with me. Uh-huh. If you ask me, well, Sam, why did you break up with
you? Reasons, right?
Yeah, so I could say, you know what? Actually, she didn't give me any reasons. She just said we needed to break up.
Uh-huh.
Even though I asked her why, didn't say anything. So after she broke up with me, I'm racking my brain, right? Going over and over in my head, like, did I do something wrong?
Wrong, right.
Why did she break up with me? But you know what? I can't find any reasons. I was pretty perfect.
Yeah, you're perfect. There's something wrong with Mary.
Right? Or maybe because she could tell I thought I was perfect. Maybe that's why she broke up with me.
Right. 那么第二个例子呢比较搞笑。那么 Sam 呢接到了他女朋友的一个电话说呢对不起我们现在呢应该分手了。Sam 觉得这个事儿比较奇怪然后呢想来想去说究竟自己哪件事情做错了。但是想了半天之后呢得出的结论是我一切非常的完美 Nothing wrong with me 那么可能是 Mary 出现了问题那么这里面呢 Sam 想来想去可以用我们今天讲到的 idiom rack his brain 也表示说一个人尽力的去想一件事情那么这个词组呢我们想到最常见的一个 situation 是作为一个学生在做题在考试的时候他一定要全神贯注的或者用尽自己的所有的力气把这个题给做出来也可以用我们今天讲到的 rackyour brain or rack their brain to figure out the answer of the math problem.
Yeah, math problem or like any test. I know, history test, racking my brain. I was so bad with dates.
Ah, right.
When was that war? When was that event? When did that happen? Racking my brain. And, well, it was never very successful.
Well, to be honest, it kills me, right? Well, that's it for today's idiom discussion. And now let's go to part two of today's show, which is book study, hit book.
Yeah, so I have a question for you, Peter. Are we still going to be talking about, you know, moving into the office, that first day, how can we be successful?
Well, it's done for good.
Oh, it's done for good, right?
And today's topic is still related to your job situation or a workplace.
Oh, okay.
The industry we will be talking about is hospitality.
Hospitality? This has to do with maybe a hotel. We're in the lobby. We're trying to make sure the guests have...
Yeah, hotel may be a possibility and restaurant. So these are belong to hospitality.
Yeah, restaurant especially, a waiter or waitress.
Right. And what do you care about most or every day is the money or is it the extra money they get after working, which is called tip.
Yep. Now, one huge difference between having a waiter, waitress job in China or in the U.S. is in the U.S., you get paid a minimum amount.
Right.
But in addition to that, all the customers have to give you what's called a tip.
A tip, right.
Yes.
So is tip compulsory in the hospitality in the U.S.?
Tip is. You have to pay at least 15% of whatever your food bill is.
Right. It's not very common in China, except
no.
in a very expensive restaurant. Right?
Yes, that's right.
Right. 那么今天呢，我们今天讨论的话题呢，是跟我们的服务业相关的一个现象，叫做小费。我们说呢，在中国，它这个小费的概念呢，不是非常的常见。因为呢它只是局限于我们特殊的一些行业或者是如果我们吃饭或者酒店呢是特别高端的酒店往往呢它希望客人会留下一个 tip 但是在美国或在西方社会呢一般的情况下呢会给这个服务员留一定的小费它的比例呢大概是 15%
That's the least amount
Least?
Yeah
Oh that's a lot Maybe 20 is still preferred right?
Yeah, 15 is at least, 20 is considered a very good tip.
Alright. Well, today's topic will cover as a waiter or waitress, how can they get tip from their customers?
Yes, maximum.
Maximum their, you know, tip. Well, before we go to some of the secrets and some of the, tips on how to get tips, right? Let's do the vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, the first one is, of course, tip. T-I-P. Tip.
Right. 今天的第一个单词呢 ,tip, 也是我们今天的主题是小费 ,tip. 同时呢我们知道这个单词呢还有一些秘诀或者是一个小贴士的意思。
Well, that leads us to the next word, which is be up to. So actually, three words. Be up to.
今天的第二个词组呢 ,be up to 表示说由谁谁谁来决定。比如说一件事情说 Sam, 谁应该做这件事情 Sam 说 It's up to you、
yeah.
你来定 You decide
Yeah Next we have the word Anticipate Anticipate A-N-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-E Anticipate
第三个呢是一个动词 Anticipate 翻译成中文是预期或一个人的期望
Next we have the word Something many people love、
mm-hmm.
Catch up Catch up K-E-T-C-H-U-P, ketchup.
下一个词组是我经常吃的一个食物叫做番茄酱 ,ketchup.
Yeah. Next we have preset. Preset. P-R-E-S-E-T. Preset.
下一个单词 preset 翻译成中文是预先设定好的一个什么什么东西。那么呢，这个场景呢是在餐馆里面。那么对于餐馆来讲，它的 preset 是指呢我们说提到的 ketchup， 比如说客人来之前就应该把所有的东西备好了。那么这个英文怎么说呢？叫 preset， 表示说 you do something before something happens.
Yeah. Next we have keep an eye on. Keep an eye on something.
Right, 下一个词组表示说一个人应该留意或小心某件事情。特别好的一个例子是什么呢？比如说在一些节假日呢，父母领着孩子去动物园去玩的时候呢，一定要 keep eye on your children in the zoo.
Sometimes if you cook at a high heat, you can't walk away from the food.
Right,
you gotta really keep an eye on it because it could burn very easily. Next we have pressing need. Pressing need. Pressing is P-R-E.S-S-I-N-G, pressing need.
下一个词组 pressing need, 翻译成中文是一个迫切的需要，迫切的一个需求。
That brings us to the last word, which is pester. Pester. P-E-S-T-E-R, pester.
最后一个单词 pester, 翻译成中文是使某人烦恼，使某人不高兴。
Yeah, because a pest is like a bug, an animal, a person that irritates you.
Right.
So if they're pestering you, they're irritating you.
Right, make you a little bit annoyed.
Yes.
Alright, now let's go to the business, right, the topic. How waiter and waitress can get or maximum their tips.
Yes, earn more tips. Getting tips may feel like it comes down to the mood of the table, but in reality, the amount of tips you earn is entirely up to you. Getting higher tips, on average, is all about having good customer service skills. If you can keep a smile on, learn about the menu, and remember that the customer always comes first, you'll quickly increase your tip income.
我们进入到主题之前，看看它的 introduction part， 它的介绍或引言部分提到了说，大家会认为一个小费的多少呢，取决于你的 customer， 但事实上呢，有很多情况下呢，你自己完全可以自主。It's up to you， 文中用一个非常好的词组 the amount of tip is up to you， or it can be decided by what you have done。
Is totally true. Because every restaurant where I've given good tips or bad tips is all up to that customer.
Right.
Even if the food wasn't that good, but the waiter or waitress was just really sweet, very attentive to my needs, I would give them a higher tip.
Right. 那么提到了说，它的关键呢，你是否有一个很好的服务态度和服务的技能，叫 customer service skill or maybe your attitude. 其中包括了说你对这个客人的态度是否能够面带微笑 ,have a smile. 第二个呢，对这个菜谱和菜单是否非常的了解 ,learn about the menus. 同时呢，在你的认知当中有一个 customer always come first. 在你的认识当中一定要把客户呢当作第一位的 ,they are your God, 作为上帝来处理。
Yeah, this is really true, because I remember at one restaurant,The waitress insisted, made me feel like their opinion was more important than what actually I wanted.
Really?
So, oh man, they did not get a good tip from me.
It's a bossy waiter or waitress.
Yeah, kind of bossy. They brought me the wrong food, and I said, oh, I didn't want this. I wanted the other food. But this is better.
Right.
So even though it was a mistake, she tried to make it right by saying that food is better.But at the same time, she has to realize it's not what I wanted.
Right. 所以呢，通过刚才 Sam 的讲解，我们知道一定把客户的需求放在第一位。Customer always comes first.
Yeah.
这是作为一个 waiter or waitress 他们的一个 philosophy.
Or we could say their motto.
Their motto, right.
Yes.
Well, let's go to tip number one. How to get tip.
Okay. Tip number one is assist guests before they even get to your tables. Opening the door.And greeting a guest always gives you a chance to check them in with the hostess. Knowing and using a guest's name is an important first step in creating a valuable repeat customer who may request your station when they return, and they usually tip much higher. This might not be possible on busy shifts. That said, you can still help your guests by having waters ready and at the table.For example, right before they sit down. Checking in quickly to say hello or welcome as they sit down is a quick, small way to make a connection before the meal begins.
那么作为服务员，第一条大家要记住的是呢，在顾客坐下来之前就应该开始为客户呢服务了。You assist your customer before they sit down.
Yes.So we know that, when the customers come through the door, well, we can maybe even be there to open the door for them.
Right.
Now that's always impressive. Oh, well, thank you.
Right.
So you can maybe even catch their name, because they usually have to put a name in. No, like in China, like if you, you'll get a number.
Mm-hmm.
But in the US, you usually put a name down, they'll call your name when you're ready.
Really?
So you can hear the name, aha, so that guy's name is Jim, you can use that in when you help them sit down.
Right, you say, Sam, this is your turn, this is seat 38.
Yes, that's right.
那么作为一个服务员来讲呢，在顾客坐下来之前，首先为他们开门，然后呢，跟他们说一声你好。那么最好的方式呢，是能够了解或知道你这些顾客的名字，叫他们的名字，让人感觉到非常的亲切。
Yes. So usually when they call your name, they won't tell you which number, table you go to. Only the waiter knows that number.
Right.
But you will follow the waiter. Mm-hmm. So in this time, they can be like, oh, so your name is Jim? Oh, so it's really nice to meet you.
You know, some of the restaurants in China, and they encourage their waiter waitress to memorize their customer's name, particularly their regular customers.
Yeah. You know what? That's impressive to the customers. Mm. So they can, if not already, become a repeat customer.
Mm.
And you know what? The article mentions they may even request specifically your table because they really like you.
Right. 那么有些顾客呢，到这个餐厅，他点这个人，比如说我需要 Sam 给我服务，那么说证明你的服务是非常非常到家的。那么这种情况下，顾客在吃完餐之后，很有可能会留下一笔非常可观的小费的 tip。
Very high. Yeah, that makes sense. If they really like you, they want repeat service, no doubt they're going to give you a better tip. Well, that is number one, assist your guests before they even get a table.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is anticipate your guests' needs. If your table orders fries, you might be wise to bring ketchup. These are often called presets or pre-drops. If your table orders messy food,Bring extra napkins. Be a great waiter and anticipate their needs. Don't make them ask. Keep an eye on the table whenever you pass by and make a mental note of any pressing needs, like empty water glasses, dropped forks, etc. And step in when needed.
So I understand from the second tip, any waiter or waitresses who can readCustomer's mind can always get a very high tip.
Yep. But it turns out it's not that hard. It's actually pretty common sense.
服务员来讲能够事先预知顾客的需求，那么也是第二个方式能够获得更高的一笔小费。比如说这个顾客点了薯条，那么很自然你在上薯条之前要把这个 ketchup 这个番茄酱放到这个顾客的桌上。那么如果说顾客点的餐呢过于 greasy, 非常的油，比如说他点的是鸡翅啊、炸鸡等等，因为吃完之后呢，顾客的手会非常的油腻。在顾客问之前，你就把所有的 napkin 像一些纸巾啊等等的放在桌上，顾客会觉得这个服务员非常的善解人意。当然了，在吃完饭之后，他也会觉得服务是非常到位的，因此他的小费也会非常的可观。
Yeah, I like the rule or kind of a good thing to go by that they mention is don't make them ask.
Right.
So if they don't even have to think about it, it's just already there. That is impressive.
So a lot of customers may not be happy. Say, hey, 服务员, give me some tissues or napkins.
Yeah.
They're asking many times, well, it's the last thing which will happen in the restaurant.
Yeah, they don't want that to happen. So you have to remember, you can't read their mind on everything, but at least on those little things, napkins, ketchup, things like that, that's still pretty impressive.
作为服务员能够事先呢把客户的需求提前的到位，那么对于顾客来讲是非常高兴的一件事情。如果说顾客说给我拿这个拿那个之后，那么顾客会对你的服务会有很大的一个意见，这样的话呢他不会或者说尽量的会少给你小费。
Yeah. Now they also make another tip or give us another tip, which is as you're walking by the table, kind of make a mental note, like did someone drop a fork on the floor?
Right.
Are there any empty water cups that need refilling?
Mm-hmm.
All of these things you can, okay, I need to do that, and so you can give them more water, new fork, and those are things they don't have to ask for in the future.
Right, 作为一个聪明的服务员呢，能够 keep a mental note, 一定的脑子能够记事，他一定 have eyes for work, 比如说能够记住，比如这桌呢，比如有很多的孩子或者有些老人，他们呢可能会有一些比较特殊的需求，这些事情呢应该牢牢的记在心里面，不需要记在纸上。 Don't have to write them down. You can keep it mentally.
Yeah, mental note.
Right. 同时发现如果有些桌上的一些杯子空了，或者说有些盘子里面已经是很多的一些吃剩的食物，那么尽快的给它撤掉，同时呢把这个水给它 refill it。在顾客没有提出任何需求的前提下，你已经做到了。对于顾客来讲，他会说 very appreciate your service.
And the goal which we're going for is you'll get higher tips.
Right. 那么说最后你会得到一个非常丰厚的一笔小费。
Sounds good. Now, what can we do next?
Okay, number three.
Number three is do not pester your guests.Checking on them verbally every time you visit your section may backfire and become irritating. Your guests will let you know if they need anything when you are walking through. Providing refills, napkins, etc. will ensure that the only thing they should ask you for is the check. There's a fine line between anticipating needs and annoying your guests. To help, imagine that your guests are always in the middle of a very important conversation.They don't want this conversation to be broken or interrupted unless completely necessary. Refilling waters quietly, placing silverware, etc. are fine, but stopping them to ask if they need anything every 5 minutes will quickly grow old.
第三条秘诀是 do not pester your guest.
Yes.
这里面这个 pester means make people annoyed.不要去惹你的或者让你的顾客呢感觉到你很烦。我们看到在餐厅里面有的服务员呢 too talkative， 每当路过你身边的时候会问到，哎，你好，你还需要什么东西吗？你会觉得it's a little bit annoying.
Yes. Now some people are friendly, it's true, so you can do that with them. But actually most people, I like how the story mentions that you have to imagine they're having an important conversation.
Right.
That important conversation should not be broken or interrupted unless it's absolutely necessary.
Right, 那文中一个词呢，如果说过于的 talkative, 过于的 friendly, you will backfire. 翻译成中文呢是回火适得其反，就后院起火的意思。
Yep, because you think, oh, you know what, I'm just trying to be helpful, but no, boom, it backfires and it turns out they don't like this kind of service.
Right, 那么作为顾客来讲呢，他们有任何的需求会立刻让你知道的，你没有必要呢不停的去问你的顾客，这样的话他会觉得你在pester them.
So the obvious things you want to take care of, okay, they need more tissue, just bring it, don't say anything. They need more water, quietly pour, don't say anything.
Right.
If they really need something, they'll ask for it, but they're not going to mind asking you for something. So that's why we mentioned there's a fine line.
Right.
The obvious things you can have prepared beforehand, but you can't read their mind on everything, so...That's okay to let them ask for those things.
Right. If for a waiter to understand the fine line between anticipating needs and annoying your customers based on your experience. 作为一个有经验的服务员来讲呢，他知道在什么时间顾客会需要你，你呢才能够说话。同时呢，他也知道在什么时候呢，他需要 shut up. 他只需要做的呢，只是说把顾客需要的一些东西放到他们桌上就足够了。
Yeah, I like this phrase. You can use this or incorporate it into your English. It says that if you ask every 5 minutes if they need something, that's going to grow old.
Mm-hmm.
So something grows old, that means it makes you tired. It starts to get annoying after
a while. Right. 同时呢，文中还有一个很好的词组叫 in the middle of something, 表示说顾客正在忙于谈话，比如说他们聊一个非常重要的话题，你突然走了过来说您需要水吗？您需要 tissue 吗？那么顾客会觉得非常的不高兴。那么这种情况下呢，我们尽量不要去打扰客人。
Now remember in this we mentioned napkins. So tissues are something we use for our face, like if we have a cold, we use tissues to wipe our nose. But napkins are the more like sturdy, more toughtissues, and those we use for wiping our hands on and our mouth on.
Today we have done 3 tips about how to maximum tips for waiter and waitresses.
Yes, all very practical, but still something we forget at times.
Right. Well, time's up for today, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
Burn, set our hearts ablaze, and every city was a king. And every skyline was like a kiss upon the lips, and every city was a gift。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6点半，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白。不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video games.
You alright? Alright.
He holds me in his big arms, drunken, I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.